7 as we welcome Lucretia Boysen. It's great to have you back.
Thank you very much, Clarence.
I've asked you this question.
So good to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me back.
You're in a safe space. Listen, have you done your kind of DNA test and have you checked out your ancestry and stuff like that?
No.
When are you going to do it?
I don't feel the need to because I know my ancestry. I am one of the lucky people who was able to trace my ancestry 6 generations back.
Is that by word of mouth? Or?
Yes, no.
Okay.
This is by actual family research that I've done.
What did you find?
Well, there's a lot that I found. One was very interesting. So my great-grandfather is a Dudley, I was born a Dudley. The surname in my family history when it comes to Dudley, I found something very, very interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, but I shouldn't talk about it until I verified it because it's quite a substantial find. I'll tell you about it someday.
Okay, can't you just like lead us a little bit up that garden path?
Okay, so there was a boy who picked up a diamond along the Orange River.
Okay.
Yeah, and that
is
boy...
Is the diamond in the crown?
Still doing the research.
Do you want your diamond back?
Still doing the research.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
but
very interesting.
A lot of people in Cape Town have fascinating little...
Stories
like that. But I'm fascinated by the diverse genes that I have.
Yeah.
And the responsibility is ultimately to those genes.
Mm.
But the diversity is intimidating.
But it's also exciting at the same time.
Exciting.
And it's worthy of celebration.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You've got to make peace with it. Because there's good, there's bad, and there's ugly.
Yeah,
very ugly there as well. Why did you start the Kuna Art Institute?
I started the Kuna Art Institute because of a need to celebrate a part of me, which is my ancestry.
It's Kuna, you say?
Kuna, yes.
Kuna.
Kuna means people in Kwekwe Kuvap.
Okay.
So it's the people's art institute.
Kwekwe Kuvap is just
one of the indigenous Kuan San dialects.
Okay. And that would have been where, in which geographic kind of area? In the Orange River area? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
So it would be in the Northern Cape. It would be in, the Namibia. Back in the day, obviously, it was a part of South Africa.
Yeah.
But, it was mostly spoken in South Africa.
I was...
amongst other dialects.
I was very fortunate. I went to Kwatu.
Mm, Kwatu.
That one.
You got to get the click right, honey.
a young woman like you, just completely embracing this part of her ancestry and enthusiastic, just brimming with enthusiasm and love for the topic, she just captured my mind and imagination. I wasn't alone in that room.
Yeah.
There were a couple of foreigners as well, and they were like, wow.
Yeah.
Just the adventure, the romance that she brought into the equation, into the history was just absolutely amazing. But there are exciting discoveries to be made at a place like Kwatu. Have you been?
Yes, I was actually there last month when I attended a lecture by now Dr. Katrina Iso, Oma Katrina Iso.
The last fluent speaker of the new language.
The new language.
Okay.
So she did a lecture and she told us about her life. And it was quite a...
Is the language gone when Oma Katrina is gone?
Well,
is that the implication?
There are efforts. So there's a company called African Tongue who has done extensive work in terms of trying to preserve the language. There's an app right now that you can download on Android as well as iOS. iOS or Apple, which is called SASI EPSI. So it's SASIEPSI.
Yeah.
If I've got it correct. So on SASI EPSI, there's a few dialects. Kwekwe Kuvap is there, and there's also Ngu. And African Tongue does a lot of archiving as well and preservation of the language. Oma has now 3 books that I am aware of. One is Skilpatin vir Strys, which is a children's book. One of our artists has illustrated the book, Dr. Diana Ferris, who did the poem for Sarah Bartman, I've Come to Take You Home. She was the translator. Oma was the narrator. You know, Oma can't read and write. Oma's also just released a new children's storybook, a folktale. And then there was one that was done in conjunction with UCT. And two of those books we host at the gallery. Yes.
So what is it, just with the Kwena Art Institute, that you seek to preserve? What is your activism around it?
So the Kwena Art Institute focuses on heritage preservation through arts. And so it's language, it's art, it's storytelling, it's cultural preservation, it is history, it is talks, it's film, it's dance. So it's more about exploration of culture, not only in the archaic or historic sense, but also as contemporary Indigenous peoples living in 2024 and descendants of, you know, our ancestors, and how we are, you know, living and evolving as Indigenous people, and what stories are we telling now, as well as, you know, how we relate to history and how we celebrate that in the work that we
do. Suggesting there's a responsibility to our forefathers. How, what would that responsibility be?
I think the responsibility is not only to our forefathers, but also to ourselves. And I mean, like, when you honor and you celebrate yourself, there's so much joy in that. You know, we used to be very extremely oppressed as people, and specifically as Indigenous descendants. We still are in so many ways. And I find it important for us to have a space where we can openly and creatively express and be ourselves, but also share that with everyone, you know. And, you know, it's a space, the Kwena Art Institute is a space of sharing, it's a space of exploration, it's a space of invention. And we are also very highly focused on creating a sustainable Indigenous arts organization. So there's a lot
of... Otherwise it's futile.
Exactly. There's a lot going on. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but trying is winning. Yeah.
You left emancipation out, because that is the quest ultimately, and Bob Marley comes to mind. Emancipate yourself from mental...
And that's what it is. It is emancipation. It is... decolonization, that word is being thrown around a lot, and it is also the right and the freedom to practice being yourself, and, you know, in the most creative way.
Absolutely,
because we are the Kwena Art Institute after all.
I'm sold. So you've got some upcoming events that you want to alert us to. Tell us about it.
Yes, so we recently have been so blessed to have gotten a space at the Castle of Good Hope, where we are now. And it's quite exciting, because there's so much happening at the Castle of Good Hope in terms of transformation, in terms of, once again, decolonization. And also, there's a lot of activity happening in the space. I never thought that it'd be so exciting to be there, but now that I'm there, it's really a space of endless possibility. So we have a winter program that we are busy pushing, where we are going to be hosting a couple of events, but it's all, you know, culture-centered and also educational, and and it's very artistic as well. So yeah, that's what's going to be happening.
Okay, so tell us about them.
Well, on Friday we've got a talk by Annelise Kotze. And it is centered around the repatriation of ancestral remains, and that specifically in museum spaces. So it is a conversation space where Annelise will talk to, you know, everybody in attendance about what the process in museum spaces is, and how they deal and how they care for the remains that they repatriate from different parts of the world, of our ancestors, and what is the process that they follow, and what do they do with the remains? A lot of people always have these questions, because there's spiritual attachment with, you know, things and objects and, you know, items that were taken and were stored in museums. You know, if you think about Sarah Bartman, for an example, you know, Sarah Bartman's body was brought back, but there are still items of hers that remain behind. And one of those is this little tortoiseshell pendant that she wore, you know, throughout her whole life. So, when we have those things like those back, what happens to that? How is it dealt with? Are you giving it back to the communities? And who in the community is it given back to? So it's going to be her doing a talk about how the museum space handles ancestral remains. And then after that, there'll be Q&A, but also most importantly, community input. You know, because I feel like it's important for us as communities to be a part of the conversation when it comes to, you know, sensitive topics.
Sure.
Because obviously it was a very traumatic kind of thing that happened in those days when, you know, people's remains were stored in museums.
Yeah. So, is there still a need for us to be activists on the front of repatriation of remains?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that part of the activism complete?
Wow, that is quite a question. What I would say is that there are many people who feel that this is extremely important.
Yeah, I know in terms of artifacts.
Yes.
And this is an activism all over the African continent where colonial occupiers have just taken
that,
stuck it into museums all over the world, and people are demanding it back. The Egyptians are the folks in Central Africa are, we should be.
I think it's more about dignity, you know. It's more about, you know, just bringing people home, because I'm sure that they were probably taken away from, you know, their homes in under very traumatic circumstances,
and the artifacts that come with it as well. You've also got a really best solo exhibition. I'm a big fan. But
yes,
I have no doubt
there are people. It's in planning. I'm so excited for that.
Ooh. Okay. People don't know Willie Best. Maybe you should just.
Wow, Willie Best is one of the most prolific South African Cape Town artists. That's what you should know. Google his name.
Well, if you don't know him, you're a Philistine.
You better find out who he is.
Okay. So that's under in planning.
Yes.
You also have contemporary dance lessons.
Yes. So every second week we have contemporary dance lessons with Darren Adams. So Darren, a part of what the institute does is we look at young creatives and young entrepreneurs and how we can enable them. And because I'm at because the Kwena Art Institute is at the castle, we have like a shared value system where we grow with other young organizations. So Darren has got a company called AIM Society, which is called Arts in Manenberg. And the objective is to enable children from marginalized communities to have access to a dance studio, to dance classes. So Arts in Manenberg usually has two options for participation. You, who's interested in dancing, can come to the classes, but you can also donate to a dancer annually or on a monthly basis, and then that money will then be to support a child who has interest in dance from, you know, marginalized communities, and then they can participate. We also have every Monday night, we have live drawings with Terence Fasahi, where we have models being drawn, and we are focusing also on marginalized people being drawn and painted. And the importance of that is, you know, it's like, it's not often where you see, you know, a painting of just a regular brown person. So we want to work on it makes me so, you know, kind of emotional, because it's like when you are painted beautiful, you know, and we want our people to feel like they are beautiful. So that's one thing that's behind it. Confidence levels. We work with women who have been, you know, through difficult circumstances as well. And we also encourage young people who would like to be models and maybe students who need a little bit of, you know, confidence boost. Mm. And we also pay for models. So it is to sit and be painted. So it's kind of like a give back kind of situation.
It's a very special place that you are in the castle.
Yes.
Because it does talk about incarceration. It does talk about
the history of the castle is
torture. Sure. It talks about a whole lot of stuff.
It's crazy.
But in the same breath, it was built around a well.
Yes.
And I was fortunate to go to Abdullah Ibrahim's Cape Town show. It's an international tour that he's doing, and it's called Water from an Ancient Well.
Yes.
And it's no mystical well.
Yes.
It is that well that you find right there in the castle. Under
The Kamisa, sweet waters.
Exactly. Yeah. And it is because of that water source that we are this crazy cosmopolitan city that we are. And we have the crazy genetic diversity that we have in this particular city. So there's something very special about water and how it can bring diverse people together. And there's something very special about being cosmopolitan that we need to celebrate. And there's something very special about the various components that make up my my genetic mix, and all of which I want to celebrate as well. So, yes, you are indigenizing it and also celebrating.
Yes.
You know, that water source that brought us together.
Bringing
and made us whole.
Yes.
Yeah. But sustainability is what I want to end on.
Yes.
And if you can't sustain yourself regardless, you can't continue the activism. You sustain yourself by selling art online. Is that correct? How else?
No, in person. So obviously in the gallery as well as online.
So you want to come, you want people to actually come into the castle.
Absolutely.
And visit the Quena castle, Art Institute.
The whole castle. The castle is such a space of exploration. You know, a lot of people have this attachment and this idea, which is a very historical and painful, you know, experience and memory of the castle. But the castle is changing, you know, and it's becoming a space where there is so much innovation. There's a lot of new ideas. There's a lot of healing projects happening. And it's such a culturally diverse experience. The CEO, Calvin Gilfillan, he's doing an amazing job with trying to transform the space. And
he's got a postgraduate degree in biblical studies.
Yeah, but he's doing amazing work.
Yeah, and, no, absolutely.
You know, I think of it in a way where it's like 350 years or how many years ago the castle had that meaning. If we think about 200 or 350 years from today,
we're going to have to wrap.
The meaning of the castle would be what is happening right now.
What is the
right
meaning
now
of the castle tomorrow?
Tomorrow, come and visit it.
Come find healing.
come and find healing, yes.
I like that. Lucretia Boyson representing the Quena Art Institute. And that was our Heritage Half Hour.